You know the national headlines. In a moment, I'll give you Wednesday's local report on Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Partly cloudy overnight with a chance of a stray shower or two. Overnight lows near 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high around 51. That sunshine continues for a few days. How did that happen? With the high temperatures ranging from about 57 to possibly 75 degrees on Monday. Topping Wednesday's local news, it happened back in August when a woman suffered severe burns at a downtown food truck after the operator of the food truck, 38-year-old Barringer Singh, allegedly doused the woman with a flammable liquid and set her on fire. That victim was rushed to the ECMC Burn Treatment Center and survived the attack. But a few months later, on January 21st, Niagara Falls police and sheriff deputies investigating a reported frozen body in an unrelated house on Cleveland Avenue discovered it was the burn victim. Authorities did not release any information on the incident at the time because they didn't feel the woman's death had anything to do with the burn she suffered. Singh, the suspect in the case, was charged with first-degree assault in that crime and is now free on $100,000 bail pending a trial. So far, Singh has reportedly refused the plea deal that was offered to him and is now awaiting a new defense attorney in the case. Niagara County District Attorney Brian Seaman said he didn't feel the woman's death would affect the outcome of that assault charge because the victim's death appeared to be unrelated to her burns. I'll have more local news in a moment. But a reminder, this report is brought to you by the Wellness Park and the Community Medical Pharmacy in Niagara Falls, two locally owned and operated pharmacies where they really care about you. They take the time to answer your questions and help you with whatever you need. And with the report of some drugstores in the area closing, you might want to contact them to find out what you should do. Certain notifications have to be made in a timely fashion to make sure you regularly get your prescriptions. You can get details by calling Wellness Park at 87th and Buffalo Avenue at 260-1918 or visit them there or at their second location, Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main. And the news is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. If you have an appliance, eventually it's going to break down. That means eventually you'll need Chris Moore. He's the premier appliance repairman who'll come to your home and fix your appliance for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. But you don't know when that's going to be, so put his number on your cell phone now. 523-5911. Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. In other local news, at the city council meeting Wednesday night, the running of the street pothole killer is expected to be visited again. That measure was not approved at the last meeting because some of the council wanted questions answered regarding $100,000 worth of overtime connected to the rental for Department of Public Works employees to have ample time to patch those potholes in a timely fashion. Authorities tell us the questions have been answered, and on Wednesday night we'll see how they vote, and on Thursday we'll have the details on our comprehensive news. Accidents reported to Niagara Radio today include an 8-year-old pedestrian struck by a vehicle at Lincoln and Beatty Avenue in Lockport. First reports from the scene indicated there were injuries. Lockport police and the fire department assisted at that scene. Last night, another accident reported in Lockport, a two-vehicle collision at Prospect and Caledonia Street. One of those vehicles reportedly struck a pole and possibly slammed into a home there. The Lockport Police and Fire Department reported unknown injuries at that accident. And in another call, volunteers from the Wheatfield Fire Company made quick work yesterday afternoon outside of a doctor's office on Elaine Drive. Authorities said a possible cigarette in a mulch bed sparked a fire in that fertilizer. The victim of that fatal accident on the Twin City Memorial Highway in Tonawanda on Monday has been identified by Tonawanda police as 30-year-old Chelsea Hacker, who was listed as the driver of the vehicle that was struck from behind, causing her injuries. She was rushed to DeGraff Memorial Hospital, where she was pronounced dead a short time later. The driver of the SUV that struck her was taken to Millard Fillmore Hospital for injuries he sustained. So far, no charges have been placed in the case. Tonawanda police say their investigation into that fatal crash is continuing. Well, it looks like all the Rite Aid stores in New York will be closing soon, and they're reportedly filing for bankruptcy for a second time. If you've been getting your prescriptions there, You might want to plan ahead to avoid a problem in getting your meds in the future. Fran, the operator of the Wellness Park Pharmacy on Buffalo Avenue, says one of the first things you should do is to notify all your doctors if you plan on changing to another drugstore. And she says if you have a portal with your doctor's offices, you can usually do that right online to avoid extended periods on the phone. If you have existing refills already called into your drugstore, a new pharmacy that you select can usually take care of getting those scripts switched over to them. Drugstores like Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacy of the Falls say they're ready to help if you have any questions, and they'll be only too happy to explain your options just by calling them at 260-1918 to provide the information you need before your present drugstore closes, causing you to scramble for your prescriptions. Answering calls from our news tip line today, inquiring about a large number of motorcycles riding through the area, escorted by police yesterday. Callers wanted to know why. Well, we're told the group was part of over 100 bikers on a crusade to raise money for the Kyle Petty charity Ride Across America. It's to raise funds for Victory Junction. That's a camp that provides life-changing camp experiences for children with serious medical conditions. Members of the Niagara Falls Police, Niagara County Sheriff's Department, and the New York State Police all helped escort the bikers through our area while they were on their way to their next stop, which is Clyde, New York. Many callers inquired about the cavalcade of bikes and riders who spent more than a day in Niagara, and they were wondering how they can donate. You can look for details under the Kyle Petty Charity online. Niagara County District Attorney Brian Seaman announced today that Niagara County has returned a guilty verdict in the murder case against 40-year-old Juan Ubiles of the Falls. Ubiles was found guilty of murder in the second degree and criminal possession of a weapon in the second degree in connection with the death of 44-year-old Gregory Vincent of Niagara Falls back on June of 2023. Seaman said this was a brazen and cold-blooded killing by an individual with a prior illegal weapon conviction. The defendant shot the victim down in the street in broad daylight with an illegal gun. And Seaman said they will continue to seek the maximum sentence for his crime. Finally, State Republican Leader Rob Ord joined Senator Jack Martins and Senator Mark Walczyk, along with members of the Senate Republican Conference, to rally against New York State's budget process, the budget now over a month late. And they say there's a lack of transparency over where exactly the tax dollars are going. In addition, Senate Republicans called on Governor Kathy Hochul and the legislative majorities not to use the so-called messages of necessity to bypass the constitutionally required 3-day aging process on the budget bills that get introduced. This critically important aging provision of the state constitution helps to ensure that the public, the press, and all interested parties have the opportunity to actually review the budget bills prior to them being enacted into law. Ort said this budget is going to spend more than $250 billion in taxpayer money, and up to this point, there has been no sense of urgency to get it done. Now, he says, that we're entering the end, it should not be rushed through without time for proper review. Authorities said the governor has paraded around the state as if her job is done, even before the legislator got a chance to vote on the bill. Republicans say that further mystifies what exactly has happened behind closed doors in the budget negotiations. And Senator Ord said New Yorkers deserve transparency from their elected officials. If it happens in your neighborhood, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. The Links of Niagara, that's where you can still practice your golf before the greens are open. And it's in the One Niagara Building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard, downtown Niagara Falls. And remember, when you golf at the Links of Niagara, parking is always free. We update the news Monday through Friday here on Niagara Radio. And you can hear it on our website on the hour and half hour and by clicking our local news tab on the site after refreshing your browser. And for your convenience, our news is also featured daily on Facebook just by entering niagararadio.net. I'm Sal Panessa.